last time. And boom goes the dynamite. 97 yards for number 21, Trevor Albers, second touchdown of the night. Now 163 yards on 8 carries, makes it Reese 36, Ubley 14.
And you can bet that sideline official jogging by caught an earful from the Ubley sideline, and just a crazy call. Whether it was the right one or not, Clark, from where we were at, we couldn't tell. But a huge change of events. It's going to pretty much determine how this game finishes up.
A 14 to 16 point swing, most definitely. It's a handoff, 2-point conversion is good. At number 21 on the carry to the right side, Trevor Albers, now makes it Reese 38, Ubley 14. You're tuned to WLEW. More action coming up.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
A massive swing and change of events here in this fourth quarter, in the first minute, in fact, makes it now Reese 38, Ubley 14. It all started with a fumble, alleged fumble on the 3-yard line of Reese. Ubley lost it there, and the next play resulted in a 97-yard touchdown run. And Sweeney brings it in on the kickoff to the 22-yard line. First and 10, they'll be starting right there, right to left across the radio. They're actually saying he's down at the 24 with 11:04 left in the fourth quarter. It's Reese 38, Ubley 14. Just like we saw there, that was a 16-point swing.
Oh, it's incredible how fast this game can turn around. I'll be looking like they're going to score, make it a one-possession game, and give their defense a chance to give them a shot at tying this game. And just like that, blink of an eye, Ubley now trails by 24 points. It's incredible how fast that can change in this game.
Ubley back out to the straight tee, and Sweeney rolls to his right on the keeper. He's back to the line of scrimmage, out to the 30, back to his first down, and down to the out of pushed out of bounds at the 47-yard line, has the first down by about 3 yards, a 13-yard gain for Nick Sweeney, the senior quarterback for Ubley, moves the chains, now to the 37-yard line, first and 10.
And there's that quarterback sweep that Sweeney likes to run, and it was a nice job and good blocking downfield as Sweeney burst through the line and got a first down.
Ubley being able to move the chains throughout the entire night. They now have 313 yards on offense, 225 of that coming from their rushing game. Working off the right hash, right to left across the radio, 3 men in the backfield in the straight tee. Sweeney under center. And he's rolling to his left to pass. Breaks free of the first tackle. Now he's going to keep it for himself. Pass the line of scrimmage to 45, where he's pushed out of bounds, shy of the first down by about 2 yards. And there's a late flag, either a face mask against Reese. No word exactly yet. Sweeney was stopped right at the 45-yard line, a 7-yard gain before the penalty.
Yeah, it's either going to be a late hit out of bounds or a tackle on the helmet, a face mask, or a high hit of some kind, but I think it's going to be 15 yards, Clark.
And it is a face mask against Reese. And they're marching off 15 yards. So now Ubley is at the Reese 40-yard line. First and 10 from the Reese 40-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats, trailing by 24 points, 10:46 left in the fourth quarter. Last we heard, it was Harbor Beach 42, Merrill nothing, sometime in the third quarter. Last CPS leading Deckerville in the third quarter, 26-22. CPS 26, Deckerville 22 in the third. First and 10, handoff to Kirk Tomasi to the right side, breaks free of his first tackle. dragged down to about the 35. Gain of 5 brings up 2nd and 5 for the Ubley Bearcats on the right hash, right to left across your radio. 10:30 left in the 4th, trailing by 24, 38-14 to Reese.
Nice run there by Kabatsky. Like, good to see Coach give it right back to him after the fumble and let him, you know, take some of that that anger out on the ball and on the defenders there. Nice tough run there from Kabatsky.
13 carries for Kabatsky for 56 yards. Sweeney on the quarterback sweep to the right side, gets the first down and continues to move his feet all the way into the 27-yard line. And that's going to be an 8-yard gain and a first down for Ubley. The Bearcats have been moving the chains very well all night long. Unfortunately, a couple of unfortunate events there at the beginning of the fourth quarter puts them down by 24.
Yeah, we knew at the beginning of the game, Clark, that Ubley had to win the turnover battle. They had to force more turnovers than they coughed up, and unfortunately, they're losing that battle tonight, and that has determined the difference in score so far in this game.
First and 10 from the 27-yard line of Reese. It's Ubley with a straight dive through the gut is number 40, Ryan Haig. A 5'9" senior running back for this Ubley Bearcat team. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 coming up from the 23. We've seen Ubley throw the ball in the first half, go into a little bit of a wing tee. Now they're back to their straight tee in this fourth quarter. And regardless, they're moving the ball down the field against this Reese defense. T formation. Hand off to Kurt Kabatsky to the right side. Reese is there to meet him. Kabatsky moves the pile about a yard in Ubley's favor, down to about the 21-yard line. 3rd and 5 now for Ubley.
Number 12, Tony Bentley in on that tackle.
And we have a timeout called by Ubley. That's their 2nd of the half. 1 remaining with 8:54 left in the fourth quarter. It's Reese 38, Ubley 14. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Coming up for the Bearcats at the 21-yard line of Reese. Trying to get a few more points on the board here. 8:54 left in the fourth quarter, trailing by 24, 38-14 to Reese. Breaking out of the huddle, up to the line of scrimmage. Straight tee behind Sweeney under center at the 21-yard line. Right to left across the radio on the left side. There's the snap to Ryan Haig. Nothing going there. Reese read that from the get-go. No gain on the play. Brings up 4th down and 5.
And just nowhere to go for Haig as he ran into the backside of his offensive lineman. They just couldn't make a hole for him, so he kicked it out to the right and got back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a half a yard. That would be it.
So Ubley faced with another 4th and 5. The last time they had a 4th and 5, they resulted in a touchdown. Excuse me, 4th down, they resulted in a touchdown. Rakowski in the corner of the end zone on a 4th and 14 for their first score of the night. Now receiver wide in motion, number 20, Rakowski. And he's rolling to his left for the pass, and he has Kabatsky for the screen pass out to the 15-yard line. He has the first down by about 3 yards, keeping the Ubley drive alive out to the 14-yard line. That's a 7-yard catch and carry for number 5, Kurt Kabatsky, a sophomore on this team, playing like a senior tonight. Now 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Nice play design is all the distraction is on David Rakowski going in motion and running down the field. He kind of takes the corner with him, and Kabatsky slips into where he was Nice play design there by Coach Kaufman.
Kabowski now in motion out to the right side into the receiver, and it's a handoff right down the middle to Ryan Hay. Tripped up at the line of scrimmage, still dives forward out to the 11-yard line for a gain of three.